You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, President Donald Trump's administration claims he is tested numerous times a day for the coronavirus. Amid rising cases across the country, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tried to explain why Mr. Trump has only worn a mask on a handful of occasions over the past few months.
The president wore a mask in May. The president wore a mask at Walter Reed out of an abundance of caution. But as I've made clear from this podium, the president is the most tested man in America. He's tested more than anyone, multiple times a day, and we believe that he's acting appropriately.
It comes after President Trump held his first coronavirus press briefing in months, reading from a script to encourage Americans to take care.
Asking Americans to use masks, socially distance, and employ vigorous hygiene, wash your hands every chance you get while sheltering high-risk populations. We are imploring young Americans to avoid packed bars and other crowded indoor gatherings, be safe and be smart.
Ms. McEnany also insisted the Trump administration is not opposed to increased funding for virus testing in the upcoming stimulus package being negotiated by Congress this week.
No one is blocking any money from testing. One of the things I would add is that this is an ongoing negotiation. We're just in the early days of that. Currently in federal coffers, we have $10 billion, that's with a B, unspent, that is allocated for testing, and we want to ensure that in Phase 4, there is money that is targeted for testing in the way that makes most sense.
Meanwhile, in Serbia, around 350 doctors are calling for the resignation of the country's government-appointed team fighting the coronavirus. Following lockdown restrictions easing, Serbia has seen a spike in infections, with over 21,600 coronavirus cases and a total of 491 deaths. In an open letter titled United Against COVID, the doctors said it was their moral and professional duty to demand an independent investigation into the work of the COVID-19 team. They want the probe to investigate a possible cover-up in the real number of coronavirus cases and deaths declared by the team and potential political influence on its decisions ahead of an election. The doctors say completely lifting anti-COVID-19 measures weeks ahead of the June 21st parliamentary election, when mass gatherings were permitted without social distancing, has resulted in a loss of control of the pandemic. Local epidemiologist Radovan Čekanec says the health situation in the Balkan state is catastrophic.
What worries me, as I stated before, is the large number of people in Kraljevo who are asymptomatic, because according to the statistics, around 80% are symptomatic cases with infection, and my assessment is that we have 7,000 asymptomatic cases with an infection, and they pose a potential threat. And even though they adhere to the measures outdoors, they should be careful at home.
The Pan American Health Organization says COVID-19 is showing no signs of slowing down in the Americas. According to organization's director, Carissa Etienne, 30% of the region's population is at risk.
Nearly 325 million people are at increased risk of developing severe COVID-19 illness due to underlying health conditions. We are talking about 186 million people in Latin America and the Caribbean. And in North America subregion, which includes the US and Canada, the data show that 1 in 3 are at increased risk of severe COVID-19.
The organization says many countries are interested in joining the COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access Facility. It is a mechanism designed to guarantee quick, equitable, and fair access to coronavirus vaccines globally. Assistant Director Dr. Jarbas Barbosa says COVAX aims to ensure adequate doses of a future vaccine.
El objetivo es llegar a 2 billion de dosis que van a ser.
We aim to reach 2 billion doses for the first stage access, so countries will have the capacity to vaccinate 20% of their population, to vaccinate people over 65 years old, health professionals and adults with pre-existing diseases.
Los profesionales de salud y las personas, los adultos que tienen alguna enfermedad.
And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he has had a third test to see if he is still infected with the coronavirus. On July 7th, the president announced he had contracted COVID-19, and on the 15th, he revealed he had tested positive one more time. Mr. Bolsonaro says if his latest test proves negative, he wants to travel to the northeast of the country. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.